This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. This month, we're taking a look at African-American images and power players in the film industry. But what is power? Who has it and how do you keep it? With me are three folks who have exercised their might in Hollywood. Rob Hardy is a founder of Rainforest Films, a production and distribution company based in Atlanta. D'Angela Proctor-Steed is a co-founder of Momentum Entertainment, a distributor that also owns Strange Fruit Films. And Jeff Clanagan is the CEO of Code Black Entertainment. Hi, folks.
Hello.
How you doing?
Doing great. So, Rob, Rainforest is best known for last year's smash hit Stomp the Yard. Let's hear a little bit.
Are we doing a step show? Or are we doing a rap video?
It's a new day, man. I mean, I ain't signed on to be no loser. No,
losing is a state of mind.
But this frat has been living in that state for the last 7 years, man.
Only reason you're holding on to all that talk about tradition is because you cannot keep up with the present.
I make you bet. You go and you get your line brothers together. And I'll get my guys. And we'll throw down.
You're on.
Tomorrow night. At the Phoenix.
So far, the film has grossed $75 million in theaters. But Rob, you've been working in this business for a while. You made Chocolate City for, back in 1994. How did that experience of working in the industry in the 90s differ from what you're able to do today?
You know, I think that right now there's so many more opportunities that are open to people. When we were first starting out, myself and my partner, William Packer, we started at Florida A&M University in Tallahassee. So for us, the role models that we saw were the Spike Lees and the John Singletons and people of that ilk. And we thought, you know what, if you make a film, a Hollywood studio will pick it up. So when we shot our first film while we were students, we had a premiere and we thought that you'd have Steven Spielberg and Martin Scorsese flying to Tallahassee to see this great black motion picture. And that just didn't happen. And it was at that moment that we realized that the key was self-distribution for us. And it started for us releasing our film in Tallahassee. And then upon moving to Atlanta, when we did our next film called Toi, we used the same principles that we used on Chocolate City to distribute that film, and the success of that distribution theatrically got us our working relationship with the studio, which for us happened to be Sony Pictures.
So what are the good and bad parts about moving from a kind of, you know, a lot of folks talk about how books are distributed in Harlem, you know, it's like folks go around, try to get them out on a lot of corners with guys who can then pass them out and sell them on a very personal basis. It sounds like your distribution strategy in the past was really based on, okay, we know this market, we're going to market to it, and now you have this big studio that's your distribution partner. What are the pros and cons of going from one method to the other?
The pros of being independent is that you control your product from start to finish. You control how it's marketed, where it goes, how it plays, how it's seen and received. And then if it's a hit, you get a lot more money. You can make a whole lot more money being an independent than you can with the studio. The challenge is that you don't have the same access. You don't have the same marketing dollars to be able to promote your film, because now you have to think you're competing with the internet and umpteenth, you know, cable networks and channels, as well as big budget motion picture, all vying for the same attention of that one consumer. And having a studio on your side allows you to compete on that same level playing field to get that exposure. But the con to the studio side, obviously, is that the pay scale isn't the same if it's a hit. And also, you don't have the same level of control over the product itself, nor do you have that in how it's marketed and presented to the people.
So, D'Angela, you're here with me at NPR West, and I can see you nodding your head. In addition to the distribution issues, you have also taken on moving from one part of the industry to another. You've been very successful in doing these live music films with everyone, you know, from Seal to Babyface. What does it take for you to transition from that part of the film world into doing features?
Well, actually, we started in music. I'm an attorney by trade, and when I moved to Atlanta, to do in the entertainment business, we started a production company primarily to produce music videos. And we worked with everyone from 3 6 Mafia to Nas to We did commercials for TLC. We've worked with, you know, a lot of the Outkast and different artists like that. So we started in music, and then during the first year of business, we produced our first feature film, which was Book of Love. And we sold it to our model is it's similar to Rob and Will's model in that we started off making independent feature films, and then we went to the studios and thought that they were going to buy them for, you know, millions of dollars, and, you know, was going to have a parade or something. But but we were successful at selling our movies to studios, and we're actually in business with studios. And the music concert series that you're referring to, we've actually done those things while being out here in the film business.
So what are you moving into now? You have Momentum Entertainment. What are you guys up to?
Well, Momentum is now in the process of closing out a raise to independently finance our own slate of pictures. And that's because Momentum was created as an alternative distribution platform to address some of the concerns that Rob was talking about with when your film, you know, is an independent film is made and there's no distribution because the studios aren't interested. So we feel like there's a whole slew of films that may not deserve a wide theatrical release, but shouldn't go straight to DVD. So Momentum was created to fill that gap. But we did Seat Filler as our first film through that model, and we did it very successfully. But we weren't
able to... That's Kelly Rowland.
Yeah, the Kelly Rowland and Dwayne Martin film. We weren't able to find an acquisition that really held up, that would hold up into that model. So now we're in the process of creating a fund so that we can actually finance the films. Now that we've mastered making films, we've mastered marketing them, we've mastered just self-distributing them, so now we're going to put them all together, and that's what Momentum is doing. And simultaneously, Strange Fruit is in the television business. We produced Exalted, the docuseries for BET, which is a docuseries on ministers that aired in the fall. And on Easter Sunday, our show Family Reunion will premiere on TV One. So we're doing a lot of good things.
Well, Jeff, let me turn to you. You're producing the film version of the hit musical Mama, I Wanna Sing with Patti LaBelle and Ciara. Let's hear a little bit of that.
Yes.
So, Jeff, how did you make this project happen?
Well, I made the project happen. I'd been a fan of the play since the 80s. Just as a background, I actually used to be a concert promoter, so I was very familiar with the play, you know, when it toured in the 80s and 90s, and I had promoted a number of gospel plays myself. So this was a property that I was a big fan of. And I had been actually chasing the property. It took me about 3 or 4 years to actually get the rights, but with the success of Bishop T.D. Jakes' movies and Tyler Perry, you know, the market was just right for Mom, I Want to Sing. So when I was able to acquire the property, I just took it into Fox and entered to a production deal with Fox to produce the movie.
And specifically Fox Faith, a subdivision of the...
That is correct.
What does it mean to you to, you know, all of you seem to be very aware of what it means to find the right marketing angle. What is it like to you know, go in and say, okay, well, our product is good for you because of blank, and how does a sort of subdivision like Fox Faith figure into how well you're able to sell what you want to do, as opposed to, you know, just kind of going in with a general pitch?
Well, you know, with the interesting thing with Fox Faith and with Mama Wanna Sing is that once they did the research on the play, it wasn't that, because I didn't go in with a script or with any cast. I went in on the strength of the history of the play. You know, Mama Wanna Sing is what started the whole genre, the live play touring. So once they did the research and did the history and found out that Mama Wanna Sing has toured in 22 countries, you know, it's gross, you know, close to $50-60 million when it was out on tour, it was pretty much a no-brainer. So it wasn't, I didn't really have to do a hard pitch on it once they actually did the research on the play.
All right. Well, we are talking about black film, specifically power players, how you actually get what you need to get done and up on the screen. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to NPR's News and Notes. I am Farai Chidea. We're just hearing from Jeff Clanagan, the CEO of Code Black Entertainment. Also speaking with D'Angela Proctor-Steed, the co-founder of Momentum Entertainment, and Rob Hardy, a founder of Rainforest Films. So, Rob, let me go back to you. You, in your press kit, reference Oscar Michaud. And many different people, and D'Angela, you seem to be a fan as well of Oscar Michaud. What is his legacy to you, and how do you see yourself carrying it on?
You know, Oscar Michaud was a pioneering filmmaker in the early 1900s, and what he would do is finance and distribute African-American-themed films geared towards our audience at a time, especially then, when there weren't any. So he broke a lot of new stars, had a lot of new stories, and showed them in a lot of different places. And we basically took a page from him because as we were starting out and doing primarily production and distribution, we saw ourselves as him, as going to a lot of underserved markets, markets that don't necessarily always get bigger name talent and things of that nature, whether it's a Flint, Michigan or a Jacksonville, Florida. And then we would go to these markets and show our films and bring our stars and make it an event. And that's kind of, you know, how we started our distribution process. And it really worked well for us. And even though more recently we have been doing studio finance and distributed films, we still implore a lot of those same marketing lessons that we learned from our days of distribution.
What about working with a partner? And I just want to get a little bit from you, Rob. You work with Will Packer, D'Angela, you work with Nia Hill. What is it like for each of you, and Rob, you can go first, to try to make something happen in partnership with someone else?
Having a partner is great because you have two like-minded individuals that have a singular vision. And we each have different strengths. I primarily lean more towards the creative side. I'm a director and a writer and sometime producer. And my partner, Will, produces exclusively. And so it's great because we're able to have two different perspectives when we approach a project. And we're also able to operate in different aspects of entertainment. So there may be some times when I may direct for network television or he may take a job as a producer for hire, but we all still do that under the guise of Rainforest. So I think that it enables us to stay fresh and to have different perspectives and to balance each other out.
What about you?
I think the same goes for Nia and myself. We are completely different people. We're completely different individuals, and we have completely different tastes. But what it boils down to is we have a common ground of quality and wanting to uplift our people. So it's an interesting dynamic. People come into our office and they're always like, you guys are the reality show, really. We are so completely different. I'm more commercial. She's more artsy, more artistic.
You're an attorney.
I'm an attorney. I'm stuck in the analytical side of my brain. And she's a very extremely one of the most creative people that I know on this planet. So a marketing genius, director, writer, and I don't go in that lane. I'm on this side.
Jeff, you work largely on your own in terms of shaping these projects. What are the advantages and disadvantages of going it solo?
Well, I mean, the thing is, I have a pretty big team. So I have a team that is able to execute my vision. So where I have, you know, I'm on the creative side, but I'm also on the business side, and I have people on my team that can support and execute my analytical side and my creative side.
I guess for all of you, one thing that comes to mind is that if you think of a place like FAMU, there are a lot of people there who would love to be in your shoes, Rob. There are a lot of people at so many, you know, in neighborhoods, colleges, living rooms who would want to be in your place. Just quickly, what is one thing that you did to make sure that you were able to achieve your dreams, Rob?
For me, it was creating an opportunity where there wasn't one. One thing Florida A&M did not and still does not have a film program, but you had a lot of people there that were interested in entertainment. And at the time that I was a student there, Common was a student there, and the guys from Dead Prez were students there. And you just had so many different people that had these aspirations. And we considered it an environment where everybody had a, as I call it, a hustle. So it was a matter of how do you find a way to turn your hustle into something that makes money. So for us, our first project, Chocolate City, was a way to get all the people together that had a passion for something, entertainment, and we put it together and make a project. And we saw Master P do that in New Orleans and create an industry down there where there wasn't one. So I think that no matter where you come from, you have the ability to do the same thing.
All right, we're going to have to keep it tight. D'Angela.
Same question?
Yep.
Well, I went to Spelman for undergraduate school, and every week we had to go to chapel, and there was a different woman there every week telling us we can do anything, be anyone, we can, you know, just accomplish anything. And I would say just never quit and always be willing to make sacrifices for your dreams, for sure, because no one's going to hand it to you.
And Rob? Rob, what would you say has helped you?
You know, really just the ability to have faith in myself and to have faith in God to say, what is my dream and what do I really want to do and what would I do for free? And then just letting people know what my dream is and being willing to work with other people.
All right. Well, lady, gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Rob Hardy, co-founder of Rainforest Films, a film production and distribution company based in Atlanta. He joined us from Doppler Studios. D'Angela Proctor Steed, the co-founder of Momentum Entertainment, a film distribution company that owns Strange Fruit Films. She joined me here at NPR West in Culver City, California. And Jeff Clanigan, CEO of Code Black Entertainment. He joined us by phone.